The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Beyond and hello, everyone. My name is Jonathan Dornbush, and this is not a new episode of Podcast Beyond, but I'm still going to talk for a few minutes if you'll hear me out anyway. Like we had mentioned last week, there is no planned episode of Beyond this week or next week, unless a PS5 event happens. We'll get together, we'll figure it out, we'll cover that if that gets announced, but in the meantime, there are no plans for an official episode this week or next week. We tried to make something work, tried to do a surprise episode this week, but Lucy, Max, and Brian just have so much going on with Gamescom this week. It is a very, very busy event for the whole team, and so I just wanted to record a quick little snippet to say hi in the downtime before we come back for our regularly scheduled programming in a few weeks. So first off, I wanted to start by saying a few important words about video games. No, I wanted to start off by saying thank you. Thank you to everyone who's been listening or watching. Obviously, this is a very big PlayStation year, not just because of the PS5 coming out, but also because of the huge first-party releases that we've been seeing throughout the year and exclusives like FF7 Remake, Predator Hunting Grounds, and then, of course, Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, Marvel's Iron Man VR on the VR side, just a ton of big PlayStation games. And so it's been a very, very busy year to also have to be covering all of this remotely, not being able to see everyone in person, not being able to record shows or play games together. It's been a different experience for sure. So thank you for listening or watching during these times. I hope the show has been any modicum of enjoyment, excitement, silliness, entertainment, even educational value. Perhaps we've taught you a thing or two about a game you didn't know about because you didn't read the news story yet. But regardless, whatever the show has been to you over the last year, and the last few years, of course, I thank you so much for listening and watching. I've mentioned it a lot on the show for quite a while, so sorry for sounding like a broken record, but since I started hosting, it really means so much to me, and I don't know if I say it quite enough, but it is a very humbling experience to be hosting the show as someone who's been listening to it since it first aired all those years ago, a lifetime ago, it feels like. But it means so much to me, and to be on the other side of the microphone, the other side of your headphones, talking to you when I used to be the one listening and watching, it means so much to me that you listen and watch. It means so much to me that you stick with us, that you hang out with us every week, because we do make this show for you. We enjoy making the show, of course, and we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't, but I love doing the show with Lucy, Max, Brian, the extended Beyond family of new and returning guests, and we definitely are going to have more guests in the future, but you know, I love doing the show so much, but we do make it for you. And so thank you. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I do hope it's brought you some joy and fun and probably some bad opinions on our side during these, really strange times that we're in. I know a lot can be uncertain. So to have a certain certainty, in knowing that a show is going to be there every week, even the weeks when we say we're not, I do understand the value in that as someone who's also been tuning into plenty of things weekly to be able to have that balance, that rock, that anchor. So thank you if you've chosen to spend your time with us every week. It really does mean so much to me. Obviously, I don't want to ramble on for too long. You would not be surprised to know this is the third time I've attempted to record this after both my dog Loki interrupted me, and also I just thought the first version was very rambly. So if you thought this was rambly, you don't even want to know what the first version was like. But I did want to briefly mention, you know, obviously we're going to be returning, hopefully regularly scheduled, in a couple weeks. It's going to be right into the fall release season. Avengers and Tony Hawk will be out by then. There will probably be a bunch of stuff from Gamescom we're going to want to cover. The Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad reveals, which will be weeks old by that point, but are still so big. There's some new, actually, news content about Gotham Knights on IGN you should check out, because Joe Scrabble is my boss. It's not the only reason I'm touting it, but he did a Q&A with some of the devs, and it's a ton of information that I think is really awesome that they're just being so open about that game that we're going to get next year. And it's so crazy, and I hope we'll be able to have Barrett Courtney on the show. Barrett, if you're listening, please come hang out with us soon. But yeah, there's going to be so much to cover, and we're going to try to be as comprehensive about it as possible. You know, obviously not everyone on the show is going to be playing every game, especially playing it all to the very end, but we're going to try to make sure we're covering all the big fall releases as they come, but also stay on top of whatever PS5 news comes, because theoretically we're September, October, 3 months-ish out from when we would expect the PS5 to be coming out, 2.5 to 3 months if it's a November release. So presumably we will have some big stuff to talk about in the weeks to come. You know, we opened this month with a show that was like, are we going to finally hear the PS5 news? And there are 4 days left in the month and we haven't. So we're running out of weeks before that news can come out. But that said, we're still going to have a lot of stuff to talk about when we come back with all the games I mentioned with Gamescom. You know, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart's going to be there at the opening night live. There'll be a ton of other games. I should definitely mention, you know, I mentioned everyone's busy with Gamescom. Please, 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 if you have the time or are interested in checking it out, either live or on VOD, there is so much Gamescom stuff coming from the IGN team. It is a full team effort. I cannot speak how highly I'm impressed by the work that everyone's been doing, and how much effort has been put into pulling off this digital showcase at a time when physical events can't happen. Sorry if you can hear my Slack notifications. That's how, despite this being the third time off the cuff, it still is for me. I'm going to make sure that's muted. A little behind the scenes of this fun recording. But no, yeah, please, please check out all that stuff if you have the time. It's going to be a fun show. A lot of work has gone into it from the team, and I think you will hopefully enjoy at least one game shown. I feel like I can safely guarantee you will like at least one game you see. If that guarantee is wrong, I don't know, just tweet at me. I don't know what else to do. I'm not going to bet money on it right now. That's just not worth the investment I'd probably lose given my betting on there being early PS5 reveals by this point on this show. But yeah, I wanted to take this minute, you know, not for it to be a regular episode. I'm not going to, you know, run down a list of impressions of games I've been playing, but I have been playing Persona 5 Royal. Pretty fun. I wanted more to take the time, one, to say thank you, two, to ask, you know, as we get into this crazy fall time, the show has been, of course, with being remote, we've tried to have more guests on, more interviews with devs, make sure we have the four core members of the team involved, but also open it up to a wider Beyond family. We're still going to have guests. We're still going to have dev interviews. We're still going to do that stuff. But like I said, we make the show for you. And I do want to know what you enjoy most about the show. So please write into beyond@IGN.com with your thoughts on what you enjoy about the show, whether it's, you know, just hearing the news, hearing our opinions on the news, hearing anecdotes, hearing Bloodborne talk, hearing game impressions, dev interviews, guests, whatever it is, please let me know, because we do make this show. We want to make it something we enjoy making, but we also obviously want it to be something you enjoy listening to and watching. So that's very top of mind for me to make sure that we're succeeding on that and fulfilling that promise. So please write in with your feedback. Obviously it matters to us. I do want to have the community more involved, because, you know, we haven't been doing memory card and that one thing as much recently, but it does matter to me. We're going to be introducing those Yappa video calls that I put a call out for on IGN.com a week or two ago. And if you didn't see that, don't worry, you'll see us tweet about it soon. But want to involve all of you more often because, like I said, you know, I was listening, I was watching, and so it means a lot to know you're there, and I want to make sure that we're keeping you as part of this conversation, because even though it's us all talking to each other for an hour each week, we're talking to you as well, and so I want that to be reflected in the show that we make. And so I think that probably is going to wrap up everything. I didn't want this to be too long. I don't want to, you know, pretend this is going to be a full episode or anything. It's not. It is just me checking in to say hi. I've been ending every show, especially since we've been in shelter in place, with saying that we hope you're safe and we hope you're well, because I do genuinely hope that, and we do mean that. You know, it is such strange, uncertain times to be living through. It's weird to be living through the part, you know, they're going to read about in a history textbook 50 years from now. It's weird to know you're living through that while also looking forward to new video games and game console releases. It's a very weird time, and so we know that it is not an easy time for a lot of people, maybe some of you listening included. And so, one, if you choose to spend the time with us, if the show can provide, you know, an hour of entertainment, whatever, every week for you, it means so much to us that we can do this show and get to do the show. And I promise I'm not going to start crying. It's too early in the day for that. But I just genuinely mean it. Thank you. Thank you for listening and watching and for supporting the show and being with us through all the weeks of this crazy, weird time, which is, you know, not going to suddenly end tomorrow. We're still in it, but we're still going to be doing this show during all of that, and we're still going to be celebrating and critiquing and evaluating this weird, wonderful, growing, strange industry that we're all part of, and love covering, and it means so much to be able to do that with you all. So thank you for listening and watching, and we hope that you are safe and well during all of this. Not too much else to say, but yeah, otherwise make sure you follow along with everyone. We'll be obviously covering all the big games, not just on the show, but on IGN, on Twitter, on everything. But before I leave you, I do have a mission for all of you, just to see if we can confuse them. Do not include me in this. Do not at me in this, please. But please tweet at Lucy, Max, and Brian. That's at Luce O'Brien, at Max Scoville, and at Agent Bizzle. Please tweet at all three of them and say, hey, when are you going to finally be playing through Kingdom Hearts? I've been waiting so long. It's no, let's change it. Here's the exact wording I want to use. Tweet at all three of them and say, hey, when are you all going to live stream your Kingdom Hearts playthrough? We've been waiting so long, and we're so excited for you to finally do it. There's no planned Kingdom Hearts playthrough. I just want to clarify right now, that is not a thing that's happening. But obviously they'll know I'm involved, so don't at me. But I just want to see how confused we can get them. So please tweet at them. Please, also, you know, another time separately, tweet at them every now and then, just to say hi, to say thank you, to whatever. I, as someone who, you know, again, was an IGN reader, but is also on the other side of this, I can't tell you how much it means to me when someone does reach out and says, you know, great job on that piece, or thank you for the work, or whatever. And those, the three of them, put in so much effort, and they're so great at what they do, and the incredible amount of work that goes on behind the scenes for everything they put together on IGN is astounding to me every day. So, they're awesome people to work with, and I'm very glad we get to do this show with one another. Every week we can get together. Like I said, we'll have more guests, we'll have more dev interviews, we'll have that be part of the show, but the four of us is the core of the show right now, and I want that to come through in what we do, especially as we go into this crazy fall. I think that probably wraps it up. I could talk about Persona for a half hour, but I want to go play Persona, so I'll probably do that for a little bit. But it's going to be a crazy, if this day, I'm recording this right after the Call of Duty reveal, the Kingdom Hearts release date reveal, the Direct Mini that happened that also has some third-party stuff. It's been a crazy busy morning, and it's probably going to be a crazy busy last few months of the year, but I am train going by is probably a good sign I should wrap up. I cannot wait to be covering it and to be talking about all of the stuff that's going to be coming on the show with the cast and with you all. So thank you for being with us. Thank you for continuing to be with us, for supporting us, and for just being there. Thank you. I genuinely, I hope you're safe and I hope you're well. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, beyond.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.